This Maestad by Duccio was most probably inspired by the Maestad by Cimabue that once embellished the Church of San Francesco in Pisa and is now kept at the Louvre. In particular, there's an evident correspondence between the two cornices with their plaint motif decorations, alternating with clipti featuring busts of saints and prophets. Moreover, there are also similarities between the bend of the Virgin's head, the pose of the child in the act of blessing, and the number of angels on either side of the obliquely portrayed throne. However, the influence of Cimabue in no way diminishes the value of an altarpiece, whose completion was met with widespread celebration, according to Vasari. For it embodies the delicate Gothic traits that were to become a constant feature of Sienese painting. Refined use of color, the preeminence of line, especially in the sinuous gilded edge of the Virgin's robe, and an awareness of how the painters north of the Alps were dealing with figure and form. See, for instance, the portrayal of fine damask cloth and the structure of the throne with its alternation of biforate and triforate panels. The way the angels are painted is also new, since they are no longer conceived as a static embellishment, but rather as active participants in the Marian apparition. Note the way the hands of the angels on the left appear to clasp the throne, so that they can help and steady it in its descent. Although Duccio was still young when he painted this work, as an artist he was already mature enough to absorb Cimabue's teachings and enrich them in a language of his own that owed much to the Byzantine tradition, but was nevertheless open to new ideas.